Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. David Friend is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. As I promised you, he's CEO of Carbonite, which is an organization that he founded, and that he, which is one of many that he's founded. He's a serial entrepreneur, I guess you could say. He's worked in the technology world for a long time, and he's here to talk to us about a very important topic, backing up your stuff. David, welcome to the show.
Thanks a lot, Jim.
It's good to have you back. Good to have you on the show. Good to have you here. One of the things that my audience is very familiar with is, if they've been listening to me for very long, is how the leverage scenario for businesses, smaller and smaller, has changed over the last 10, 20, 30 years. And as you probably know, the experts remind us that that 30 years ago, most corporations, most businesses leveraged about 80% hard assets, fixed assets, and about 10 to 20% intellectual property. Today, 2007 and beyond, those numbers have inverted. More and more of the assets we leverage are intellectual property, meaning they're probably on our computer, than we're leveraging hard assets. What's your experience with that, David?
Well, I think that's exactly right. I mean, if you look at what most people do when they go to work in the morning today, if you're a small business person, you know, the stuff, the real value in your business is probably sitting on the hard drive of your computer. And, you know, a lot of people don't really take good care to make sure that that information is protected. And, you know, there was an article recently from Carnegie Mellon University that said that as many as 13% of all hard drives fail every year. And, you know, that's about a 1 in 8 chance that you're going to get hit.
Right.
And, you know, if that happens and your information is not backed up and you can't get it back, the statistics are that somewhere between 70 and 80% of small businesses fail within a year of a catastrophic data loss.
Well, and there are a number of things that could happen. I mean, one would just be a mechanical meltdown, but
yeah.
the other could be stolen.
That's
it could
right.
It could burn up. It could be damaged in some way. It could be zapped by something. I don't know what could do that, but something probably could. And also, and also there could be some kind of a virus or something. That could get in and reformat. I mean, there are viruses out there that will reformat your hard drive, and when your hard drive starts reformatting, there's nothing you can do about it except watch your stuff go up in flames.
Yeah, well, about 4 years ago, I left a laptop in a taxi cab in New York and never saw it again, and I lost my QuickBooks files, and, you know, it was a huge problem to recover that. You know, if somebody had walked up to me and said, I'll give you your laptop back for $10,000.
Yeah,
I probably would have paid it because you know, until it's gone, you don't realize, you know, how critical all that information is and what a huge problem it's going to be for your business if you can't get it back. And that was one of the events actually that triggered us to come up with the idea for Carbonite, because we did some surveys and found out, you know, most people weren't backing up their computers on a regular basis unless they had an IT guy inside, and a lot of businesses are too small for that.
Well, that's exactly right. And of course, you know, obviously, you know, we don't want to lose the pictures of the grandkids. Obviously, we don't want to lose, you know, letters and documents that we have. But a lot of people, you know, too many small business owners just haven't really fully appreciated how critical their intellectual property is to the continuation of their business. And that's one of the reasons why, you know, I've been trying to drive this home now for years and years. I mean, I was talking about this before, you know, when most people didn't even have broadband connectivity, which makes what you do, you know, obviously possible. Without broadband,
right.
with just dial up, you know, you basically don't have a business model.
No, you can't do that. So, but you know, almost everybody's got a persistent internet connection today, and there's no reason why you can't have some little program like Carbonite that just sits there in the background on your computer, and anytime you change a file or write some new data to your hard drive, it just quietly in the background uploads that data in an encrypted form to our servers, where it's kept, you know, managed professionally and kept basically very safe, so that.
So Carbonite actually doesn't wait till midnight or whatever. It does it all the time.
Yeah, it just works quietly and kind of slowly in the background, so that you know, anytime you change anything, you know, a few minutes later, it's backed up. So you don't have to, you really don't have to, I mean, the objective with Carbonite was to make something that was so simple that, you know, even my 90-year-old mom could install it and use it. And
now, is that where you're different from others? I know that, you know, as I mentioned earlier, we've had other people on the show who do backup work. That's their business model, is to back up your computers. But it's not. I don't think the ones that we've had in the past have been sort of a continuous type of backup system.
Yeah, well, there's two things that makes Carbonite really easy. It's the continuous, so you don't have to think about scheduling. And then the other one is the fact that it's unlimited capacity. So we're not selling you 5 gigabytes or 10 gigabytes. We're selling you an unlimited amount of storage for $50 a year. And what that means is you don't have to make it.
Time out. $50 a year for unlimited storage?
Yep. Yeah, well, that's, you know, hard drives have been dropping in price very quickly, and, you know, that's our pricing model. But for us, it's like the phone companies that give you unlimited calling for a fixed amount of money. And,
right.
You know, we've got a few customers who use a huge amount of storage, and we lose money on those guys, but it's only a few percent. But what it means to the customer is they don't have to make any choices. They literally can put in a username and a password and then forget about it. And then Carbonite just goes and backs up everything. So you don't have to be confronted with this selection process where as soon as you install a product, you have to say, now, where are my Quicken files stored, and where's my email stored? And,
hold on to that thought, David. Folks, as you know, I like introducing you to vendors, people like Hart Carbonite and others. And as you know, when I introduce you to these people, we've done some due diligence on our part to make sure these people that we would consider doing business with them. And when we bring them to you, it's so you can consider them as one of your choices, one of your options. And when we come back, one of the things I'm going to talk to David about is something I know that is on your mind, and that is, what about security? 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. We'll be right back with David Friend. He's with Carbonite. Stay with us. You can take me to paradise. Little Fleetwood Mac for you there, ladies and gentlemen. And then again, you can be cold as ice. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, where you can find my show and the articles and the archives of past shows, thousands of all of those. You can podcast them, by the way. Don't forget to check that out. I hope you're taking advantage of that. And podcast them, burn them onto a CD, put them onto a thumb drive, put them in your iTunes, put them in your little iPlayer there, and whatever device you use, and take it with you. And also, don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get to smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check out our blog while you're there as well. And our knowledge base, AskJim.biz, is where you can get small business answers now. AskJim.biz. And that's works like a search engine, but it's a knowledge base. And the questions and the answers, to your questions are waiting on you at AskJim.biz. And no barrier to entry, folks. Nope, everything we have is free, and thanks to our corporate partners, and we encourage you to check it out and use it to your advantage. David Friend is our guest. He's the CEO of Carbonite. And David, give us that website, please.
It's carbonite.com, C-A-R-B-O-N-I-T-E.
Where did the word Carbonite, why did you decide to call your company Carbonite?
Well, those of you who have seen Star Wars, there's in the second Star Wars, Han Solo is encased in carbonite and put on the wall of Jabba the Hutt's palace.
Right.
And so a couple of us founders were Star Wars fans.
So it's just kind of like a little inside joke. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, sort of. And, you know, it's a word that people can spell, and we were able to get the URL, and that, that in itself is a big challenge today.
That's a big deal in this day and age. So, but your company's business model, tell us what it is.
Well, we sell these subscriptions for $50 a year, and, you know, people come back and renew. I mean, about
to do what? Remind the audience. Somebody might have just tuned in. What do you guys do?
We'll back up your PC for $50 a year. So you subscribe to Carbonite, and we install a little program on your PC, and that little program looks for any changes in the data on your hard drive, encrypts them, sends them to us, and we store them so that if anything ever happens to your PC, you're not out of business.
And so, folks, it's not just a periodic backup. It's almost instantaneous backup. And let me ask you, I got three primary questions. In this order, I'm gonna mention all three of them, and then we'll take them one at a time. First is how much of a drain on my processing power does it take? Number two, security. Number three is privacy. So, first, this program sitting on my desktop, it's operating all the time. Is that cutting into my processing power?
Well, the answer is that we never take more than about 1% of your CPU, so you'll never notice it. But even beyond that, any time you touch your keyboard or your mouse, you're using your PC for anything else, Carbonite kind of goes to sleep until it sees that your PC is idle, and then it works. So you'll never notice that Carbonite is installed on your PC.
So if I'm working on a project and I turn around to answer a phone call for a minute, and does Carbonite pick up that quickly?
It picks up in about a minute. So if you go away for a cup of coffee, it'll be working. And then the second you touch your mouse or your keyboard again, it'll slow down. It doesn't completely stop.
Okay, so it keeps going. Well, what about all right, let's say I've got 20, 30 megabyte on my hard drive right now. And, I mean gigabytes of memory. Say I got 20 gig of things that need to be backed up. Obviously, that has to be done first, right?
Yeah, so there's an initial backup, and the speed of that will be kind of determined by the speed of your DSL.
Well, let's say I got a typical kind of a pipe coming to you.
Yeah,
typical
business DSL or cable connection, you probably get somewhere between 2 and 4 gigabytes a day.
Okay.
So, you know, it might take, if you've got 20 gigabytes on your machine, it might take 5 or 6 days to back it up. But once that's done, and that just goes on in the background. But once
it goes and gets what it gets, and the next day when I plug back up or whatever, turn it back on, it says, okay, I already got that stuff. I'm going to go get some new stuff.
That's right. It only backs up the changes. So even if you've got a big file, like you say, you've got a QuickBooks file or something like that, you make some changes. Carbonite literally only backs up the changes to that file. Doesn't even back up the whole file again.
But there is talk to us about security.
So everything is encrypted. We don't want to see your data. And believe me, if we ever had a lapse of security, it would probably be the end of our business. So we take this pretty seriously.
Right.
Everything is encrypted with a very, very strong encryption algorithm called Blowfish before it leaves your PC, so that by the time we get it, it's just gibberish. So it's pretty much the same techniques, and it's transmitted over what's called SSL. So when Carbonite's working, you'll see the little lock down there in your on your system tray. And so it's pretty much the same kind of techniques that banks and credit card processors use and so forth to get secure transmission.
What about privacy? The encryption does the privacy too, doesn't it?
It takes care of privacy. I mean, the other issue is, do you trust Carbonite as a company? And we've worked hard to get relationships. Like, for instance, if you go out and buy a copy of Microsoft Money, you'll see the Carbonite logo right on the box. And that's because we've partnered with Microsoft to be the kind of the official backup of Microsoft Money. And, you know, my best way to reassure your listeners that Carbonite is for real is the kind of partners who have chosen to do business with us.
Right. And so that's Carbonite, CARBONITE.com, right?
That's right.
$50 a year, folks. Check it out. Consider them as one of your options. Hey, David, thanks for being here. Will you come back another day?
That was a lot of fun, and I'd be glad to.
We'll get you back another day. Congratulations on your new business. Or not so new, folks. It's just new to us. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.